but can things operate in and of themselves? And so from the presuppositional viewpoint, the one that Dr. Anderson holds to, Christianity is the most complete and best worldview to have. And so what we're going to do in this chapter is provide just that, the worldview. Mm. What do Christians believe that make kind of the belief system that we have coherent and kind of presenting the key facts? So if you're a Christian, this is a good primer or a good reminder. And if you haven't faced these ideas, this is a good time to kind of get acquainted when people say, I have a Christian worldview. These are the things that we have in mind and hold, you know, not, you know, fully in our mind, but in total, we hold to these things all at once. And right. so allowing for clarification, allowing for nuance, allowing for these things to be brought up is key.
And I found this chapter a really helpful reminder in terms of how he puts some of these things.
I said that I kept highlighting, and I did that thing where I should have just highlighted the things that I didn't want to highlight, because then it would have been way easier. So I stopped halfway through and was like, okay, just chapter three. Yeah. So this is all good, and it's just a really good, you know, short catechism almost of Christianity. Yeah.
So he says here that, and you know, in order to evaluate a worldview responsibly, as you mentioned, we need to take the time to understand the world. View. And so that's what he wants to do in this particular chapter.
Right. So this raises the basic question of who gets to say what Christianity is risen. So I'm sure if you talk to a Mormon, he's going to have different ideas of what Christianity is. If you're going to talk to a Buddhist, he might also have a different idea of what Christianity is.
Yeah. So the issue here is, okay, you're gonna give us the Christian worldview. But what gives you the right to say you are the official expert, right?
Yeah, you know, you have the 30,000 different denominations at war, which, you know, comes from a very select choice of people that want to talk about, you know, the dangers of Protestantism and stuff like that. So I'd say it's less than that. But, you know, just with anybody, you're going to not always agree with everybody, but... there's got to be some source. There's got to be what is or isn't Christianity. So Christians believe in reincarnation. Well, I'm pretty sure we can disagree with that.
That's right. That's not one of the main points.
Right.
And he's not going to cover that, right?
I'm sure you can find some Christian who does believe that. And so is there a way, is there a ruler, a rule set that says it? So the short answer is to point out that Christianity is founded on the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. Christianity, Jesus Christ, see how that works, which are recorded for us in the Bible.
Right. And so we have the basic theme of Christianity is the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have the source for this is the Bible.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, we've stated this before is that, you know, you can have this idea of somebody rising from the dead. But if you say, I rose from the dead to pay for your sins, well, that's a claim that requires trust. And so where do we find that that idea being stated? You know, is it written for us in the stars? Is it written for us, you know, on the inner workings of our spirit? And we kind of know it intuitively. It's revealed to us in the words of Scripture that Christians agree upon. And so from the earliest times, Christians have taken the Bible as their foundational authority. In fact, they have taken it to be the Word of God. And so we've covered this in Truth in a Culture of Doubt. And there's way more there. I was just watching a really good debate talking about how early writing was relied upon and how outside influences tried to come about. And the church, the different churches that made up the early church at the time, we're talking to each other and saying like, oh, do you have this? Is this teaching somewhere? No, we don't have this. And so, yeah, we're not accepting this. So it was a really good debate. So I might link that debate just because it was so good with a Christian and a Muslim, in fact.
Right. So who gets to say what Christianity is? Well, the Bible does.
Yeah. It's the Sunday school answer, Jesus.
So the Bible. And so the Christian worldview then is none other than the worldview of the Bible. is what he tells us, right? Which is a worldview centered on Jesus Christ. So it's about Jesus Christ, and the source, as we said, is the Bible, the scriptures, right? So the overview for the Christian worldview Anderson is presenting here is really just a summary of the major teachings of the Bible. That's all he wants to do here.
Right.
Right.